views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, Carl Linda Bott. Today is the 18th of May, 2020, and 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Ashley. So, Ashley, what's going on with the weather? I got weather alerts here, storm warnings, flood warnings.
Mm-hmm. We are looking at a flash flood watch throughout the rest of today, and that's throughout much of the North State. So I will be traveling south on 5 and be going very slowly. It looks like we do have some hazards in Willows. We also have some chain controls in the Mineral area with hazards up and down 5. But we are looking at 100% chance of heavy rain today. And so if you're in some of those low-lying areas, especially in the south side of Shasta County and into Tehama County, yes, I'm waving my hand south.
You're pointing in the direction of
where the floods tend to be in this area.
Well, that helps. It helps people.
But, yes, it helps me get my bearings. We are looking at things clearing up throughout the week today, or throughout this week. Slight chance of showers tomorrow with a high of 73, which will be about 10 degrees higher than today, and will be clearing up to mostly sunny and partly cloudy throughout the rest of the week, high of 78 by Friday.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've gotten involved in the also in the generator trade. They can do generators for your entire home or just smaller generators to run different parts of your house or your refrigerators, air conditioning, those types of things. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I guess I want to start off the show, and it's probably about the only time I'll talk about it, is why Linda's not here. Linda, as you know, I keep saying she's on assignment for the last 2 months. Linda's had a health problem. And it's it's in her immune system. No, she's not laying in bed with IVs in her and all that kind of stuff, though she was at the beginning. But it's a type of problem that's going to keep her inside until it's until it's about over. And she's worked her way through almost all of it. But this is it's serious. And that's why she hasn't been on the show. She was on the show Wednesday, and everybody was really happy to come back, at which time her doctor, whom we deeply revere at this point, phoned her and said, don't do that again. Just don't do that again. And so until this thing is finally done away with, we're going to she'll not be here on the show. So just to let you know. Where Linda has been, because people have called in, people have wondered about it. So, and that's what it is. She's, like I said, she's champing at the bit to get out of the house and get started again. But until everything's finished, it's not going to happen. So, okay, moving on. The flood watch. The COVID-19 virus and the rules. The rules are starting to break down. In fact, there's businesses opening up that have not been cleared to open, but they're opening anyway for a variety of reasons, mainly because if they don't, they're going to lose their business. Everything they've put their time and their savings and all their effort into, they may lose if they don't open. And so some of them have just said, you know what, I've got to open. Well, what that does is, we've heard it from several people, it doesn't level the playing field. I mean, here's somebody trying to play by the rules that they were told you cannot open until a certain date, and we don't know when that date's going to be. And yet they see competitors opening up. And in fact, nothing happens. There are no citations. There's visits, and they try to educate people on it. It puts the law enforcement in a very, very no-win situation at all. Here you have a business that's playing by the rules, and yet if you don't enforce whatever those rules are, as capricious as they are, which is another problem, then you don't have rules. If you don't enforce them, there are no rules. If the referee at a game never blows his whistle, it takes the players like, one series of plays, or once up and down the court, or one time at bat, or one time down the soccer field. And if they know that the referee's not blowing his whistle or her whistle at certain things, guess what? Gloves come off. Becomes Rollerball, the movie. So it behooves our leadership to make, if you're going to make the rules, then you've got to enforce the rules, unfortunately. And if you're not going to enforce the rules, then let's not say anything about it. Let's just open up Shasta County. And, you know, there's so many people out there going, oh, you're advocating mass destruction. No. What I'm advocating is this. We're open. Yeah, we're open. We're considered an essential business. Is it more essential than Four Winds Jewelry? I don't know. Four Winds Jewelry's open. But is it more essential than, a beauty salon who are making nothing at all? And, Four Winds Jewelry was closed, and yet you could buy jewelry in big box stores that were open. So the rules are, who is and who isn't was strange. I mean, I understand them. If you go to a gym, a lot of people in a gym, you can spread this thing. But as we have learned that we're not sure that many more people haven't already had CV-19. So my heart goes out to those businesses that are trying to play by the rules, that don't open up and yet see their competitors opening up and going for it. So it's going to be interesting. Friday, the law enforcement agencies and everybody got together to see how they were going to handle this. So today's Monday. They should have figured it out by Friday. And hopefully, a phone call in to the DA and the chief of police and maybe the city manager will be interesting to see. How are you going to handle the businesses opening up that don't have permission? Okay, let's take a quick break. The first people we want to talk about is Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition. You know, it's been around since 1982. They have all their produce is 100% organic. Means the earth, the growing, the processing, everything is organic. Many of the things they have in their store, I can't say 100% because Joe won't say it's 100% of everything in the store is organic, but probably 95% is. Everything from supplements and vitamins to the vegetables, the meat, all of those. They have where the deli may not be open right now, they do have the grab-and-go sandwiches, and you can probably still order online or give them a call and order, and they will take your order. They'll fill your order. You pay over the phone, and then you drive up, and they'll put the groceries out in your car. All of this is at Orchard Nutrition, voted best in the North State so many times. They don't even have that. They don't even have that category anymore because Joe won it every year. So they retired the category and probably gave him the belt that is probably hanging proudly in his office. Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages.
Feeling the Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KPNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Every road has its own, just like
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're going to Holiday Harbor will be joining us at the half hour. Talk about what's going on out the lake and that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started, it'd be about 10 years now. John Bastiani started the business and has thrived. He has been competing well against the big box stores and other gun shops in town, of course. And the main reason is customer service. They've got great customer service there. They have a full selection of any type of firearm you could possibly be interested in. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. Classes on gun safety, on CCW, all of this is at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 222-8222. They're going to be open Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bastiani Arms. Have you been watching The Last Dance at all?
Me? No.
The Last Dance is the story of Michael Jordan in the Chicago Bulls dynasty in the 90s with six championships, NBA championships, two three-peats, as they call them, three in a row. And they've had this documentary on, and it's a 10-episode documentary, two a night for the last, or two every Sunday for the last 5 weeks. And the things you learn about this, and it's called, like I said, it's called The Last Dance. And you realize, you know, I never pay attention. I don't pay attention to basketball that much. And, of course, I've heard of Michael Jordan, and, you know, how could you not hear of Michael Jordan? And then, you know, but, you know, every you know, I guess generation has their players. You had, you know, Dr. J and and you had teams. You know, you had Wilt Chamberlain, but you had also had Bill Russell and the, you know, and the Celtics who won so many championships in a row, you know, just every. But this story is a documentary, and it was of the last season that the Chicago Bulls were all together with Jordan and Phil Harris, and I'm totally screwing up the coach's name, which is really embarrassing, who went on after that to coach in the Phil Jackson, and who went on to coach the Lakers and get five more championships. Anyway, the thing about this is that you didn't know the other players. I guess the big thing is, how do you get yourself up to win three in a row, and then Michael Jordan retires, goes to play baseball in 93, and had, you know, was doing a good job when they had the strike. He refused to cross the strike lines when they were bringing in other players, you know, to play the game for the baseball, the national, professional baseball teams. They brought in, replacement players. Anyway, Jordan refused to do it. And he went back, and he started kind of practicing with the Bulls again, and then next thing you know, he was on the team. So he came back, and then they won three more championships, ending in 98. Well, the Jerry Krause, who was the general manager, said at the beginning of the season, hey, you know what, I don't care if they go, you know, 82-0. Phil Jackson is not going to be the coach when we come back. And when they said that, Michael Jordan says, well, I'm not going to play again. I'll retire. And this is the team that had Jordan and Pippen and the Worm, Dennis Rodman. They had Scott Kerr. They had all these players that they all melded together. And Jerry Krause was made to look like not a very good person, but Krause died in 2017, so they couldn't go back and interview him. But what they did is they went back and interviewed everybody that was on those teams, the teams they played against. And Jordan talked about how he would get up for games, either an imagined slight or, you know, somebody said something like he was wearing the number 45 when he came back instead of his usual 23. His father had been murdered in a roadside shooting, had pulled his car over. Two 18-year-old thugs came up and killed him. And this devastated Jordan. So he came back. He was playing with number 45. And one of the players from the opposite team at that time when they lost said, well, you know, 45's no 23. Well, that's all it took. Anyway, if you get a chance to watch this, it's more than just about basketball. It's about the drive. It's about how people play. Like, I didn't know Steve Kerr, who was one of the players that went alongside Jordan and was an outside shooter. He might get four or five, you know, shots a game, you know, and his job was bring the ball down and get the ball to Jordan, as was most everybody. But, you know, it was his father who was the president of the American University in Beirut that was killed, assassinated. And yet he and Jordan never once talked about the fact that both their fathers had been killed when they were really in the prime of their lives. They were killed by, and Kerr's father was two assassins on campus, came up and shot him. And of course, in Jordan's case, his dad was driving back from a golf game and pulled over on the side of the road to get some rest. And these guys came up, stole his car, killed him. And they were caught. Unfortunately, the assassins in Beirut weren't. But this is just all the kind of the background. So if you get a chance to see this, it's on ESPN. You might want to take the chance. Take the time and watch this. It is illuminating on how this game is played and the things that go on in the locker room, about Michael Jordan. I mean, he was, of course, part of the people that put this together. But he opened himself up many times that I wouldn't have thought he would have, to the part where he was collapsed on the ground after they won that last championship in 93 because his father had been killed that year. And he had lost it totally, laying on the ground, crying. And they had that in there. They had all those things in there. It's a very interesting documentary, and you don't have to like basketball. But at the end of it, you're going to appreciate how hard this game is and just why Michael Jordan could be called the greatest of all times. Yeah, we've got all these others, everybody talks about so many other players, but when you watch this guy and how he changed basketball and what he did for basketball, it's amazing. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Hey, my best to your wife, by the way.
Thank you.
So I don't expect you to read the letter I posted to you last night, but I just want everybody to know that I submitted a letter to the County Board of Supervisors electronically that is, according to their rules, letters under 250 words will be read on the record throughout the duration of the meeting. And I'm calling for the removal of Donnell Ewert and Karen Ramstrom due to their horrible decisions which have affected our county in ways that are going to be very difficult to rebound from. The board meeting's tomorrow. They usually start at 9. Somebody else is putting on a protest tomorrow in front of the new court building or the new county building, probably coinciding with that meeting. So I encourage people to show up for that. Look up on Reopen Shasta for information on that. I want to continue your allegory on your soccer game of life. So we don't have referees in what should be a constitutional republic. The people on the field playing the game, they're supposed to govern themselves. And the funny thing is I understand your point, following rules. Some people are, some people aren't. I do get that. But the people on the field that are playing, they're the go-getters and they're the producers. And they're playing hard, and they want to win. And, their teammates, their soccer mates that are sitting on the bench watching, maybe they're tired, maybe they're old, maybe their immune system's compromised. Yeah. You know, they're going to watch them cheer on their friends and say, hey, go out and win that game. So I want to thank you very much, Carl, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Richard. I see what he's saying is that I think I see what he's saying is the fact that, and you've got people that are trying so hard, they're out in the field, and the people making decisions about whether they can continue to play, if they can continue to move forward, are on the sidelines. They're not running businesses. They're not putting their skin in the game, you might say. Now, I'm not saying their decisions are wrong. I'm not saying that. They're basing their decisions on what's happening right now. And later on in the show, I want to talk a little bit about COVID-19, that we're losing 1,000 people a day to CV-19, or twice 9/11 every week due to this virus. So the point is, is it as virulent? Is it time to open up? Is it time to give people a chance to be adults and use their best judgment on these things? Where you have the people that are saying you can't it's a bureaucracy. They're getting paid every 2 weeks. I'm not saying they're making the wrong decisions. I'm not saying they don't care as much as everybody else does. That's not what I'm saying. But you know, the decisions they make affect so many people. So the question is, and between the bureaucracy and us should be our elected officials, the ones that do have businesses. As I know, the Board of Supervisors have people on there that have their own businesses. The City Council have their own businesses, you know, several of them. So the question is where's the balance of saving our city and our county by opening it up? And at the same time, the risk assessment by wanting to keep people, again, keep the curve down. And yet, we've had 34 cases in Shasta County since this thing began. Four deaths, but the four deaths were right at the beginning of it. Were they caused by CV-19? Yes. Some people can, well, they had underlying, the doctor that treated them said if it wasn't for CV-19, they'd still be alive. So. There's, you know, that's my thoughts on as far as we need to come up, you know, with this plan we have of opening up, and yet people have said, you know, unless you're going to make us all play by the same rules, then none of us will play by the rules. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. I can't wait to hear what's going on out at the lake, but from what I understand, it is it's going to be an interesting year. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank led the banks in getting people helped in this Paycheck Protection Program, among other things that they were doing there to try to keep people and keep businesses open or keep businesses protected. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, and a local board of directors. Maybe that has something to do with the fact of being prepared and being able to step out and help people as fast as they did. They want you to experience that they are still moving local dreams forward, even during the CV-19 crisis. Two branches in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue, and one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. We'll be right back with Kevin Kelly.
Negotiations between the writers and the studios. AMPTP spokesman Nicholas Counter says, quote, I will grind the writers' guild into a fine paste.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all come.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, 735 in the morning here. It is going to be raining, and it's going to be raining hard today. And, in fact, there's storm warnings, there's flood warnings. All of those are for today. And the high is going to be 60. It's 53 right now here on the 18th of May. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm sitting here with Kevin Kelly.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And he's wearing his Holiday Harbor shirt on, as he has a tendency to do when he's working, and he's going to work right after the show, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rain's good.
The rain is fabulous. I mean, you know, we've had very little rain this year, maybe 50% of our normal rainfall. So this is a welcome sight this morning.
How high is the lake?
We're at 33 feet from the top right now.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad, but we should be, you know, 5-6 feet from the top.
Right. Well, we get a few more days like this. As the did we get a smoke? We got some snowpack this year, though, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's still going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
And if we can keep the Bureau from just dumping water out.
Well, you know, they have to sell it. They have to make their money, you know.
Okay, so what impact has this national emergency had on you?
It's had a huge impact. We've tried to keep everybody working. Went to the bank, borrowed some money to keep everybody working.
Try for that PPP?
We did, and we got it. That was a saving grace there. But we've tried to keep everybody working. All of the staff there is very appreciative that they've had jobs through all this.
Good on you for doing that.
Yeah, you know, you've been up there, Carl. We have a lot of maintenance to do.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of refurb work, kept the folks working, and tried to get our fleet back up to par to rent them this year.
Well, after the season kind of slows down and stops, the whole rest of the time is getting them ready for the next year.
Yeah.
Adding more boats or whatever you do.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, a tremendous amount of work, of painting and you know, doing motor repairs, and, you know, so we try to pull every boat every year and refurb it and, you know, try to make it brand new for the customer.
Well, I tell you what, every time I get onto the boat, the only damage I worry about is that what I'll do when I come in there. And I come in at flank speed with the idea of dropping an anchor and, you know, twirling it and just kind of come right up next to the I know. Yeah. Kevin says, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Bot's bringing the boat back in. And I'm surprised how many people are lining the docks with poles.
Yeah, everybody hold on. Carl's coming in.
To push me off. Oh, gosh, here he comes. No, I've taken my lessons from your guys, and I come in and pretty much can bring it in so it just kisses the dock.
Yeah.
Like that. When people hear, I mean, when people are locked in, they don't really think about making reservations for the summer, or do they?
They do. As a matter of fact, the phone is ringing off the wall right now. And, you know, we took a big hit in April and this May. A lot of cancellations, a lot of postponing vacations mm-hmm. later on in the year, not knowing what's going to happen and if, you know, Governor Newsom's going to lift the, you know, shelter in place order, or, you know, there's so many unanswered questions out there that people are calling every day and hoping that we can answer.
Okay. Well, so then you're taking reservations. Then.
Yes.
Now, to me, and this is just me, I realize that common sense may not play into this at all, is that if you rent a houseboat and it's been cleaned
yep.
and sanitized, as you all will,
yep.
then you're on it and you're isolated.
What better place is there for isolation than Lake Shasta?
Well, that's what I was thinking. You know, then you go out. I mean, it's not like, in fact, the whole idea is if you have a houseboat out there, you do not really want to be parked next to somebody.
No.
And if you do, it's because you all know each other, and that's your cohort.
Yeah.
You know, that's maybe two families together. To me, though, it seemed like a perfect place for isolation.
I we think so, too. And, you know, we're trying to market that. And folks are calling. I mean, our phone is ringing off the wall.
Good. Well, we've got Memorial Day coming up here.
Yeah. Memorial Day's not going to be that busy because, again, it's kind of a gray area on – you know, what we can do and what we can offer as far as services and things like that. So it's not going to be as busy as it normally is. I know that a lot of our private customers, the people that stay there, keep their boat there year-round, are going to be coming out. And we have very little interaction with those folks. You know, they're usually, you know, they're avid boaters. They're professionals. They come in. They launch their ski boat. They get out on their houseboat and go out to their favorite cove. And we have very little interaction with them. And, you know, keeping that social distancing is what we're practicing. And, you know, we have our signs up. We have everything, you know, ready for them to come in and enjoy the lake.
Well, how do you clean your boats?
We actually have some of the latest and greatest products from our janitorial supply company. You know, when this first happened, we called them and said, hey, what is the best product to use to sanitize the boats? We're also looking into a hydrostatic sprayer, and this is what they use in gyms and hospitals and things like that.
Airlines.
Yeah.
And Wind River's using that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're very happy with that. Yeah. They, you know, they come in and one of them will clean 10,000 square feet, but yeah. you can get smaller ones too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're looking into. Trying to get a hold of these companies is difficult.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying if there's an 8-week, you know, national back order on these.
Wow.
They are upping production, from the emails that I got from, two companies. So it's on its way, but it's, you know, we're taking
We're thinking
steps.
About getting the handheld one
yeah.
that you can just spray the studios with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it'll last forever.
Yeah, I watched the videos on it. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the technology is way beyond me.
Yeah, we were concerned it would get into electronics, but it doesn't get into the electronics. Yeah. That's why you can spray it in different areas
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that works. But that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like I said, Wind River talked about it on the show. And then we went out. In fact, I went out Wind River and put it on Facebook, how everybody is spaced out there. I mean, it doesn't – I mean, it's Wind River, but it doesn't
yeah.
– it doesn't look the same.
When I drove past it yesterday, there were cars in the parking lot. It's packed.
Oh, yeah. But they only allow half the people in. And you have to be where they take your temperature before you come in, and they put a mask on you. If you don't have a mask, they give it to you right there.
Wow.
And yeah, and everybody I saw in there, the vast majority, maybe just a couple of them, they had their mask on, they had it pulled down underneath their nose, which doesn't help a lot. But it's still, I was surprised how many people were going along with it. Said, yeah, fine, I'll wear my mask if I can be in here.
Yeah.
So
just somewhere else to be rather than
somewhere else to be. And I can't think of a better place than to be on a patio boat or a houseboat for a few days out there because it's going to be beautiful and probably, unfortunately, won't be real crowded out there. But you don't know.
Don't know.
They could be lifting. Now, where do you fall in this essential business or being able to come out? I mean, how do they handle that? I mean, you're on Lake Shasta. Lake Shasta is open.
Yeah, the Lake Shasta never closed. It's a federal waterway. We were deemed an essential business because we're not only a marina, we're a water company.
Okay.
And we supply water to our customers, as well as abiding by all of our waste discharge requirements set by the State Water Quality Control Board. So we're a marina, and that has to be monitored 24/7. The documentation has to be available 24/7 to the state of California, as well as the county health department and environmental health.
But then I can understand the marina being open, but have they even said anything about houseboats? I bet they haven't for some reason. But I could be wrong.
Yes, they have. I mean, we're under permit from the Forest Service, and the Forest Service basically says that we're supposed to discourage people from coming out of the area, but we can service our local folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I can understand that. Okay. Yeah. If you're local from around here, feel free to use the lake.
Yeah.
As much as you want. If you're coming from San Francisco, however, or Los Angeles or New York,
yeah, not so much.
So. Okay. All right. Hey, we're with Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor. It looks like, Memorial Day's going out. He's getting thousands of calls for reservations, but it's kind of like you're kind of holding it to see what's going on here. Yeah. But anybody that's local here can find the houseboat for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
If it's not too late. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing this. Jeff's been doing this for over 25 years. He is truly from the old school. He's gone, he had advanced education in repairing windshields, and you think, He brings it into, he brings the vehicle into a control climate. He puts the mixture on there that will seal a crack or a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, and he guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack on my windshield. It's been there for 12 years now, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. And like I said, he guarantees it for life. So if it, for some reason it starts to get bigger again, bring it in there again, he fixes it for free. That's Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. You can distance yourself while you're in there. He's got a whole store room of magazines on everything from motorcycles to cars to flying, everything you can imagine. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 7:46 in the morning here, and 53 degrees. It's going to be raining all day. It's going to be raining heavy today. And I'm here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
And now, back to our show.
Rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 18th, 53 degrees out there, and Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, they're open. They're open. Run down there today. Drive down there through the rain. Run inside. Go to Rebecca and say, Rebecca, I've been locked up with my wife for 2 months. I need something to show her that, yes, I do love her. And, no, I didn't mean those things, I said. And she will tell you, well, and just kind of give me an idea what she said, and then she'll set you off in the very right presento that you can give to your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry. All kidding aside, it is a great place. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have everything. They have fair prices. They can repair jewelry, watches. They've got they can do it all at Four Winds Jewelry, and they are really great people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. I'm here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We've had this, gosh, years. We've known each other.
Yeah.
And the only place that we would take a boat out is Holiday Harbor. And I'm not saying the other ones are anything wrong with the other ones at all. It's just that we know the people there. They know us. You've got people who have been working there for what?
Oh, well over 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and they've seen it all. They have seen it all. And sometimes if you get a chance, ask them, so what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen out here? And if you're, you know, if they may tell you, and you're just going to go, oh.
Yeah. Some of those things you can't say on the radio.
No, some things you can't say on the radio. But what is that island out there? The one that all the kids go to.
Oh yeah, yeah, Slaughterhouse
Island. Slaughterhouse Island. Yeah. Which didn't happen this year.
No, it didn't. It didn't happen.
The kids from Oregon did not come down, and just, I remember three years ago that they came down and just left.
Oh, tons of trash.
Yeah. I mean, but you also left things like brand new coolers.
Tents.
You know, expensive coolers. I mean, you could go down there and pick up an igloo for real cheap. But then the college, the university got wind of it, and they actually sent students down to help clean that place up.
Yeah,
where they were supposed to.
Yeah, they got disciplined a little bit. So didn't paint the universities in a great color.
No, it didn't.
So yeah, it really tarnished them for a while. So
you know, one of our Jimmy in here says I looked on 2 sites for houseboats for sale, Shasta Lake. All the houseboats say either sold or sales pending. Are you seeing that?
There is a lot of boats for sale, you know, that are selling now. You know, the dealerships around town here are running out of stock. I know that I called one of my guys in Sacramento. I usually buy boats out. He's a dealer. And I said, Bob, how's the boat sales going? He says, it's crazy. He said, we were closed for, you know, about 5-6 weeks, but now that we've opened up 2 weeks ago, the boat sales are just on fire, and they're just flying out the door.
And we talked a little bit about this during the break, but your idea about why that is.
I, you know,
just, you know, we toss several theories back and forth, Carl, and I think people don't want to get on an airplane and go to Mexico or go to, you know, somewhere else or, you know, go to Disneyland. I think they want to stay at home. They want to vacation in the beauty of Northern California. And, you know, there's a lot of first-time boat sales that are happening. And I talked to three customers just over the weekend and said they're purchasing boats. They're on order because they're out of stock. We should be having our boat in a couple of weeks, and they rented a slip from us, and their family is going to vacation on the lake.
What kind of boats were they buying?
Patio boats, mainly.
Patio boats. Yeah. Now, yep. For people that don't understand this, what exactly is a patio boat?
A patio boat is a pontoon boat, usually powered by an outboard motor. Some of them are getting really sophisticated and really fancy. You can ski behind them. You know, they're fast enough to ski behind. You know, uh-huh. They hold, you know, 8 to 10 people, and they're just a lot of fun to get out on a lake and go fishing or go swimming or go tubing.
They have a cover over them, so you're protected. And now you have patio boats.
We do.
There. Now this is one of my. This is my favorite boat. Linda loves the houseboats, but I like this because you have a bathroom on yours.
Yeah.
So you can go out there and just float around or go to some place and, you know, you've got, you know, a barbecue set up and all that kind of. And it's you can go into almost any place with this.
Yeah.
They're, you know, a steady ride, all these things.
Yeah. It's stable. It's a bigger boat. We've designed it for the rental public. It's a wider boat. It's much more stable. It's really great on fuel. Like you say, it comes with a potty on board, a barbecue, ice chest. They have pull out beds where you can camp on them overnight.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people do. You know, they'll take them for, you know, one or two nights, a Friday, Saturday, and come back in on Sunday and fish and, you know, just get out there and relax, have a campfire on the shoreline and do the s'more thing. It's just a fabulous time.
Another comment in here is that Holiday has the best bargains on houseboat rentals for sure.
Yeah, we try. I mean, we definitely try to market our boats to move them. We feel that it's the Lake Shasta is just, you know, the perfect lake and a beautiful lake, and we want everybody to get out there and enjoy it.
Okay, so now the lake spikes 33 feet from the top.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, by the end of the summer, could be down.
The Bureau has not come out with any numbers. Mm-hmm. At least I have not had any correspondence with the Bureau of Reclamation and the Forest Service. Typically, their numbers come out as far as, you know, projections on, you know, on the 1st of July we're going to be down this much, on the 1st of August we'll be down this much. I haven't seen that. I've really haven't searched the website to see what's happening. We're just trying to muddle through this COVID-19 stuff to, you know, social distance and concentrating on the safety of our customers and our employees.
The worst year, several years ago, how far down was the lake?
It was down, got to 176 feet from the top.
And okay.
Yeah, to move our marina out that far, it's a huge, huge undertaking.
I know. You know, and for the last few years, you've been right back to where you're supposed to be. You just walk down, hop on the boat, and drive out.
That's been great.
I remember that, you know, of course, when the lake was down so much, even though that meant there was only 600 feet left from top to bottom in the lake.
Yeah. Still a lot of lake.
There was still a lot of lake there, but people just, when they see it, it's just everything is the aesthetics of it, and including somebody from San Francisco that wrote something that you called them on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If that's what you think, come on up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the media really doesn't paint us in a good light when the lake's low. You know, it's like, you know, Lake Shasta is empty. You know, don't go there. You know, it's like, no. Couldn't be further from the truth.
We still have 300 miles of water line there, young man, instead of 330.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin, for being with me, being with us this morning and letting people know that Holiday Harbor's opening up. This is going to be a great place to spend the summer out there.
We hope so, and I thank you very much, Carl, and I appreciate what you guys do for the community around here. It's
well, we're going to
didn't go unnoticed.
Well, you know, it's our community too, and so anything we can do to help, of course. And if you have not rented a boat and gone out on Lake Shasta, just let me urge you to do something like that. And if it's, you know, like I said, the party boat or whatever you want to call it, the smaller boat.
Yeah. Party barge.
You need to try it out because it's easy to drive. Yeah. You get out there, and it's just so beautiful in the lake. You can have a, you know, you can have a, your barbecue with your family out there, and then come on in, just spend the whole day on the lake, and just love it. Let the kids swim, everybody swim with it.
Well, right now the fishing too is just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Oh,
you got to get out there.
Man, I'm going to have to come out there and find somebody that knows how to fish to take me out. Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. We're going to come back and we're going to discuss. It's going to be COVID for a while, but then we're going to open this up to a lot of other subjects.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street flying high this morning, given a nice boost by word of progress in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. Massachusetts-based biotech firm Moderna reports on the immune-boosting properties in early human trials of its experimental vaccine. That word comes as the American auto industry restarts some of its factories and as states continue a phased lifting of virus restrictions.
New York's governor addressed the stress that goes along with the coronavirus crisis over the weekend. Along with his standard numbers on the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo touched on a subject that many people don't address, mental health during a very trying time.
It's been incredibly anxiety producing, traumatic, disturbing, and we've felt and seen all along evidence that this is creating a significant mental health challenge for people.
So he suggests next time you talk to someone, don't just do the standard, "How are you?" "I'm fine."
"How are you doing?" "Fine, good." "How are you doing really? And let's talk about it, and let's be aware of it."
I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical Storm Arthur not expected to stir up too much trouble as it brushes the Outer Banks today. Eastern North Carolina is under a tropical storm warning for heavy rain, rough surf, and gusty winds.
Only real impacts so far in our area have been has been heavy rainfall. We've had anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of rain along the crystal coast of North Carolina and on the Outer Banks. As the day progresses, we will see more rain, maybe another inch or so of rain.
Chris Collins at the National Weather Service on Wall Street. The Dow is up 765 points for gain of more than 3%. The NASDAQ, 214 points higher, and the S&P is up 83. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth. There is another more conservative way to plan for income without all the risk, using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with 5 educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book, 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
The European Union, focusing on the need for an independent review of the global coronavirus response and the importance of developing an affordable COVID-19 vaccine.
The COVID-19 pandemic will take center stage at this year's World Health Assembly as calls mount for an investigation into how and why the outbreak has been able to kill more than 300,000 people and infect more than 4.5 million worldwide. The European Union, alongside countries including the UK, Australia, Canada and India, is leading a call for an independent review into the WHO-led global response to the pandemic and to establish how and when this virus first emerged.
That's the BBC's Juliet Mazendop. An earthquake struck a northern Swedish mine earlier today. Officials say it was one of the strongest ever recorded in the country. 13 people in the mine, no one hurt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
How do you spell relief? One automaker figures that a multi-billion-dollar government loan would do the trick.
Fiat Chrysler's confirmed a request for an Italian state-backed loan to help the automotive sector relaunch from the coronavirus shutdown, a move that set off debate in Italy over whether such money should be made available to companies with legal headquarters overseas. The company says the $6.8 billion loan would be dedicated exclusively to financing FCA's activities in Italy and intended to provide further support to some 10,000 small and medium enterprises in the automotive supply chain. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy may start to recover from pandemic shutdowns over the summer, but he adds a full recovery is likely still a ways off. Nonetheless, Powell's remarks encouraged not only Wall Street, but overseas markets move sharply higher as well. Right now, the Dow up 808 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number for Carl and Linda Bott. And today is the 18th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? Excuse me, I had some coffee caught in my throat. Ashley, good morning. Ashley's
good
at the
morning.
Helm. And what's the weather look like? Are we, you know, we just had Holiday Harbor in here, and they love rain.
Yes, and they're going to definitely love today. We are looking at a 100% chance of heavy rain. So if you are especially in the south end of Shasta County and into Tehama County, there is a major flash flood watch throughout all of the north state, but I know that area tends to be more flooded than most. But if you prefer the clearer skies, just hold on, because we are looking at only a slight chance of showers tomorrow, and our temperatures will be going up to a high of 73 at that point. And it'll just keep clearing up throughout the week, and we'll have mostly sunny by Friday with a high of 78.
Okay. The weather.
I just wanted to let you know it's also National Cheese Soufflé Day, which is a very important holiday.
Cheese soufflé.
Yes.
Where do we get what about the what is that, the ham quiche or something? There's a name for that. What is that? The
I'm not sure what you're talking about. The frittata?
You know what quiche is?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A little different.
Yeah. Cheese omelet. A cheese soufflé. Isn't a soufflé is kind of like. It's
baked.
It's baked and
it gets
and
a little taller. Yeah.
All that. Okay. Hey, the cheese souffle and the weather is brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that stands for our community, went out and bought lunches for all of the VA clinic areas, the main branch and the two satellite branches. Bought them lunch because they appreciate everything that our VA does for our veterans around here. They also give discounts for seniors and veterans down at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. You know, a lot of people, as you know, are really angry about what's happening, about being in the lockdowns, and people are starting to, you know, push back real hard. But I just saw an article. And it kind of, you know, it makes you kind of think, is that CV-19 is so much different than anything else that's come through here. Like right now, the nation is still averaging about 1,000 COVID-19 deaths a day, roughly 2 9/11 attacks every week. And that kind of puts it more into a perspective of about 1,000 a day. And the other things about the COVID-19 is, you know, of course it's a virus and a parasite that lives inside your body. The symptoms range from fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. That was the ones at first. To the loss of smell and taste and angry red swelling that has come to be known as COVID toes. And they found also is that the virus that causes the disease isn't limited to the lungs, because that's where it was first attacking. It can include the heart, liver, kidneys, gastrointestinal system, and bowels. And this is one of the reasons they're having a tough time with this. At first, they just thought it was going to be mostly a risk to older adults and people with chronic illnesses. And the primary point of attack, of course, the lungs. Then 30- and 40-year-olds with the virus began dying of strokes. Recently, a small number of infected children have died of a mysterious illness resembling Kawasaki disease. So this is it's mutating, and it can't mutate too much, or it cannot live in the body. So it has to, it gains its strength by being in the body and multiplying. The other bad thing about this disease or this virus is, of course, is that you can spread it without showing any of the symptoms. You can have it and be walking around for a week. Dealing with people, talking with people, being in meetings with people, and you've got it, you're spreading it. And each one averages like 5.7 people they've spread it to. So imagine, I look at the people in here. Our cohort that we have in here is at any one time may have up to five people, but it's the same group, And we spread them out in the offices. And as you know, we sanitize the mics in the studio completely after each guest and at the end of the day. So we have that, but we're isolated here. People, we don't let, people just don't walk through the door. And if they do, they don't get past the counter up front. So that's our way of handling this. And so far, we've been very fortunate. But because we do have different people, different groups of people coming in. Kevin comes in. But we try to isolate even the people that are on the show so that we're at 5 to 6 feet away from each other when we're speaking. But this type of virus keeps changing. And it's, first of all, it's just the old people. Well, now it's the 30 to 40-year-olds, and now it's kids. And 1,000 a day, about 1,000 a day, every day, have died from this. Moving on from there, we talked about a number of things that were happening, things that aren't happening. The fair was just canceled. The Shasta County Fair down in Anderson was canceled. Anderson Explodes was canceled. It appears that the 4th of July fireworks will still go on, but the Freedom Festival won't, unless things change somewhat dramatically. Our Memorial Day service and ceremonies that we have down at the Civic Auditorium are not going to happen. Usually we get together, a group of people, and there's lunch and all this Civic Auditorium right there at the memorial, at the little area down there where we celebrate the Memorial Day, but that's not going to happen. Can you think of any the 4th of July celebrations, all the rodeos? Well, not all the rodeos. There's one rodeo that went on. But other things that have been canceled. I can imagine that the big 4th of July celebration in D.C. where they have, they bring in the different bands from the different services. They have all these singers coming in there, the huge fireworks display. Maybe they'll have the fireworks display, but the crowds on, in the areas down there in D.C. are not going to happen. Baseball? Is baseball going to start? Is basketball going to start up again? Football? If football starts, are they going to be playing in front of empty stadiums with computer-generated crowds and noise, and you watch it on TV? The impact it's having on colleges is tremendous. Games are being canceled, and for some smaller universities that play the big names, and they usually the big names will start off with smaller universities, kind of as a tune-up game, a practice game. But what it means to the small university is like $1 to $2 million because it's on TV and everything that goes along with it. Well, they've been canceled. Well, now the smaller universities and colleges, athletic. Their athletic teams, their athletic programs are in deep trouble because of this, so may not recover. It's amazing the impact this has on all levels of our society. I mean, yeah, businesses, but the universities, colleges. Shasta College is planning on opening up with students there. I think that can be done. I think it can be done safely. But the face of education has changed since this has started. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has been doing this for 16 years, and she's helping people out there whose care and attendance people couldn't get to them because of their, you know, shelter in place. Well, Sharon picked up the slack on that, and she's making sure that people that need assistance get assistance. Her caregivers are amazing. They're trained. They've all had their background investigations. There isn't anyone that she has working for her that she would not allow in her house to take care of her loved ones. And that's Sharon Clark for you. So if you want to learn more, if you need some help, whether it's an hour a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
This ain't the summer bod that I had planned on. I have my pantry and myself to blame, because I've eaten every chip and pretzel, and now my body feels super inflamed. Have you ever eaten a whole box of tacos?
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I dreamed of pre-pandemic times, when Netflix was only for chilling. I dreamed the virus would just die and would not come back on Thanksgiving. But now I can't sleep at night as my mind begins to wonder. There's more Carol Baskin has to know. Yeah, like, who was her first husband, Jeff Lowe?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? So, I don't know who sings these things, but how clever they are. They had a family of mother, father, and four kids sing it like from Les Mis. I don't know if you've seen that one, but it
yes.
is hilarious.
Love
and
it.
They, one of them is just very young and just sings certain parts, but hits it just right. So you're hearing these things. These people are, you know, well, first of all, they've got time to do it.
Yes.
8:20 in the morning here, about 54 or 56 degrees. It's not going to get much warmer than this. The rain is coming down right now at the studios. Our weather rock is totally wet at this time, which tells us something. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And, you know, what can I say that we haven't said 100 times before, except if you're looking for somebody that knows the business, that knows how to get you insurance at great terms, that has people that are experts in the financial world working with her and for her, it's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, everything under one roof. And Judy's been doing this since 1993 and has been very successful, continues to expand, and locally owned, locally operated, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and I'm sure they're open now. Next to Members First Credit Union, you can give her a call at 221-0441. You know, what's the difficult part to do is, you know, we had a guest I thought was coming in today, though it wasn't quite sure, so obviously she's not going to make it. We'll have her later on this week. But it's to find stories that don't have to do with COVID-19. It's either Trump and the fact that they've the scandal of unmasking General Flynn, and the lies that were told, it appears, and what's going to happen to those people. It's either that or it's COVID or crazy Hollywood people that you don't pay attention to anyway, that say the most outrageous things, like, we're going to go on strike until Trump resigns. Well, who would notice? I mean, you know, Hollywood, you're in trouble right now. I mean, you're in deep trouble right now. You've got things like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. They're doing their own stuff. They're doing their own stuff, and they're winning awards for it. Yeah, they're winning the big awards for it. Hollywood, if I was you, I would just kind of like, oh, we're really not relevant anymore. Yeah, you're not. So is that being too – that being too, it's not.
You're loved.
Okay. 20 things that are being bought more than anything else. Guess what the number one is?
Lysol wipes.
No, you're down. That's number 5.
Oh, okay.
Cloth face coverings is the first one.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
And then hand sanitizer, number 2, as you can imagine. Guess what the third biggest seller was so far?
With Holiday Harbor just having left, I'm guessing both.
No. Mother's Day flowers set
okay.
new records for that.
Yeah.
Active dry yeast. And I will, you know, mm-hmm. I can attest to this because I was going to make bread. And, you know, I didn't realize it was fashionable to do. I was just thought, well, this might be a good time just to make bread. I couldn't find yeast for like 2 weeks. People were coming in and buying 20 packages of it. It wasn't like toilet paper. They would limit them to toilet paper, but they wouldn't limit them on dry yeast. But
for the record, yeast is alive. When you purchase it, it won't store.
Yeah.
And flour also expires. So if you're making bread, make sure you have fresh flour and relatively fresh yeast or a starter.
Okay. Now, the next one, a master class subscription
mm-hmm.
for cooking. That's interesting. Then cleaning wipes and sprays are number 6. Toilet paper down to 7. Can openers. People are buying can openers now. It's one of those products you don't think about till you actually need it. And with the initial stockpiling of canned goods for quarantine, they found they needed them. People go, well, I've got an electric one. Electric ones, you know, if there's no electricity, then what are you going to do? You gnaw on it with your teeth. No, you can get cans open. But can openers. It's called a mandolin. It's for slicing, slicing fruit and vegetables and
you
all this.
You will lose thumbprints if you don't use that correctly.
Oh yeah,
those things are terrifying.
Cookware, meal kits, an affordable robot vacuum, the one that goes and does it to your by itself. And I saw the guy that was having a relationship with his, was calling it honey and all this. It was the only thing moving in his house. Disposable gloves, popcorn makers. I can understand that.
You just use the stove. I mean,
bed sheets. Because people are spending a lot of time in bed. They're going out and buying the high-quality 18,000,
okay.
18,000, whatever
count.
Those. Yeah, thread counts. So, anyway, and it says they're, after trying them, our tester became obsessed with how soft they were and did not want to leave the bed. Graduation cards from Shutterfly with their photos you can put on them. Furniture that they have delivered. Thermometers. I think, we went out to try and find one. I thought I had one of those digital ones that I thought, you know, wasn't working any longer. And we got the regular, you know, one you shake and put in somebody's mouth. Those things are hard to read. And I was, you know, but after until you figure it out. But then got the digital one working. But these ones that when you go into Wind River and they push a button and it gives you the reading off your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Those look pretty good too. Or the ones that roll across your forehead that the doctors use, especially for kids, look to be pretty good. But thermometers, you can't see where there's a rush and it's one of the top 20 things. Materials for mask making. So you don't buy the mask.
Is that not in the first category also?
Well, no. It was just buying the masks themselves.
Okay.
And then the last one is Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch.
Which is what we're getting my dad for his birthday.
A game guy?
He's a technology guy. He likes having gadgets. But my brother is in Sacramento, and my sister is in Redding, and they each have a Switch, and they're able to play games with each other. And my dad's stuck in Shingletown. Has been wanting to join and hasn't been, so it's still a family game night thing with my dad.
Now, you got together with your family and played by the rules.
Yes.
And I thought that was great, and you had a little family reunion.
Well, thank you for the idea. We went to Shingletown for my mom's, or for Mother's Day, and my brother and his wife got flowers, and they ordered them from a Safeway here, because again, they're in Sacramento. We brought them up and we set up 2 separate socially distanced tables. My sister made food for everybody and I did some decorations and helped organize it. And we were able to, we walked on separate sides of the street around the block and just got to hang out and spend time with my mom for Mother's Day.
And you got, because you were spread out, you didn't have to worry about maybe mom catching something. Everybody brought their own food.
Mm-hmm.
Or your sister fixed
them. My sister fixed them for everybody.
For everybody,
She's got all the certifications.
But you were able to see your mom.
Yes, and she was like almost in tears the entire time. She was just so happy to see us. And it's because she's barely left the house in the last, like, 3 months. The dog is loving it. Dog is like, yes, Mama's home all the time.
Yeah, and talk about there's going to be a lot of anxiety, separation anxiety, when people start leaving.
Yeah.
Elk Killer's already shown us that when Linda left for, like, 2.5 hours. Just how much she missed Linda being there. Left little deposits in a couple spots.
I think James is going to, my brother-in-law, who's working from home right now, I think he's going to continue working from home at least like 3 days a week after this whole thing is over, because he can, and the dogs are really happy to have him home.
I think that's what you're going to see. And, you know, I've been reading articles about that. A lot of people can work at home. It's going to cut down the size of the footprint for businesses. And they found out this, that they do get a lot done from home. They're not seeing them every day. So you're missing that collegial type of interface. Now you are missing that. So maybe they'll come in 3 days a week and work from home 2 days a week. And, you know, to keep it going like that.
And he's a team leader, so he's probably going to be working from the office a couple of times a week. But I know the dogs are definitely happy to have him home as much as possible.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top five cardio, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, a fully accredited chest pain center. Whether it's hip replacements, knee replacements, they're recognized as being in the top percentage in the United States for those heart attack care, heart failure, stroke, hip and knee replacements. They do it all at Shasta Regional, and they get high ratings for what they do. They do a great job. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, your choice. Why not take Shasta Regional Medical Center and give yourself the best chance? We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 here in the morning on the 18th of May.
Take me home.
Into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect Allen's cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I'll be looking for AIDS when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. George Strait came to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and played in this country western place back in 82. I could be wrong, but I thought, I believe it was then, and he sang that. Now, I could be totally off in my memory, but this place was the largest country western place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so you can imagine what it was like in there. Fights, bar brawls, fights out in the parking lot. And then the owner, who was a former Marine, told his men, nobody wears a hat. Nobody wears a hat in here. Now, you think to yourself, well, what difference would that make? Sure made a difference. The fights dropped like 70%. So I'm not sure if people were just hitting each other's hats or what was going on, but that, at least for that period of time, dropped the number of the fights in there. We were coming in there to do a collection for Toys for Tots. And, of course, we're in uniform with our covers on. And the bouncer wasn't going to let us in because we had our covers on. I said, no, man, this is a uniform, and, this is our rule. Well, it literally took the owner coming out and going, no, not them. So we were able to come in and get no fights that night. So at least with my Marines while I was there. Good morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They're going to open up a week from today. And at 9:30, I'll be sitting in the chair with either Tim or Logan. They're both just virtuosos of the hair. And I'm going to be in there at 9:30 getting my hair cut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. They do it by appointment. They're putting everybody at least 10 minutes apart so they can resanitize the area. I feel no problems in going there. Disposable bibs that go around you. They're covering the chairs with disposable chair coverings. Each one's a new one. Cleaning up, sanitizing the scissors, the shears, all of that in between. They're trained in this. This is why they went to school for 10 months, is to learn how to keep people safe. So Cypress Square Barbershop next Monday, unless something happens between now and then, which I hope it doesn't.
On Memorial Day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's Memorial Day. Yeah. Freedom. When I see things, 11% of all U.S. mortgages are in forbearance. Forbearance means is that they're giving you time. You don't have to pay it for 3 months. But on the fourth month, in some cases, you owe all 3 months and the fourth month. Other mortgage companies are working to put it on the end of your, mortgage, so you just have three more payments. Office Depot to lay off 13,000 employees. And, of course, Atwater, California. Central California has declared itself a sanctuary city for businesses and stay-at-homes. They said that we're a sanctuary city. We're opening up all of our businesses. People can come out. We feel confident that we can handle this. I haven't seen any comments yet from the governor. The number of places that are COVID-free are dwindling. However, it looks like Northern California, we're still holding on here, of course, with MoDoc County having zero cases. And I think we have like two other counties at least that have zero cases of COVID-19. Other things, Japan's economy has officially fallen into recession. So they, which has a very strong economy. This is going to have an impact on, of course, all the stock manipulations over in the Far East, which then will have an impact on us. 40% of Americans won't buy products from China, a poll. Now, I find it amusing, even that when the president called it the Chinese virus, that he was, pilloried. He was attacked, saying, how could you be so racist? You're racist. You're going to cause problems for Asians here in America. I'm not sure how that could be. I'm not sure that because you call it a Chinese virus because it originated there, like you call SARS, because where it came from, South Africa, I think. And then you have MERS, Middle East. All those have names from the regions that they started in. I don't know what the difference is if you called it the Chinese virus, because it did start in Wuhan, as I think everybody knows, which is in China the last time I looked. But the idea, though, that the Chinese, and I think it's pretty much accepted, held off on telling people their numbers were fixed, and that allowed this pandemic to get started. Now, was the World Health Organization tied into this by saying, no, they're doing everything right, no, they're right, which is infuriated a lot of people in the world, including Trump, who cut off all the funding from the U.S. to the World Health Organization, and last week said, well, I'm going to probably partially restore some of it, and then said, I think yesterday, nope, they're not going to get any money from us. But now the questions are, is how much, you know, things like how much of our pharmaceuticals come from there? How much of our, of things that we use in our defense department comes from China? China wanted to launch satellites for the U.S. Why would we even do that? Having China launch the satellites because they have their hands on it. It doesn't mean that they would do anything like destroy it, but they could do other things to it. I mean, what kind of sophisticated equipment might be inserted into the satellites, depending on what they're being used for. But that seemed kind of strange that we would do that. But people, I think, have had it with the fact that we rely – and I say that right now, that we rely so much in China. So, will you still go to Walmart and buy those T-shirts for $4 that come from China? Or the shoes that cost $10 that come from China? Are we going to insist that certain industries come back, like the pharmaceuticals, come back to the U.S.? Are we going to insist that tax breaks be given to certain businesses so they could bring them back into the U.S.? What about Apple? Apple works in China. And so how about getting Apple out of China and get it back to the U.S.? What will it take to get the construction of the equipment and the factories built if we start bringing things back to America, which is what Trump wanted to do when he was elected? And it worked for the first 3 years. And then, of course, now we got hit with this. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Living the dream.
All right. Well, I wanted to weigh in on this China thing.
Good.
Back in around, 1988, 89, we used to service all the convenience stores, and we'd sell them hats and sunglasses and all that stuff. And we used to buy American-made hats. When we'd buy 144 dozen, we used to buy them for $17.50 a dozen. If we wanted to buy from China, it was $16.50 a dozen. And then as time went on to about 1990, the prices started to jump on American hats, where as per dozen, if you bought 144 dozen, it would go to $21.50 a dozen, and China dropped to $15.50. Now, if you buy something that's Chinese, it ends up being about six times less per dozen, six times, not less than what you get in America. A lot of that was the corporate tax. I know that Trump has done a great job on that, but a lot of the companies were paying like 32-33% on corporate tax. And they could go to China and pay, 5%, 3%.
Something like that.
That's kind of what happened. It's not a justification, but it's kind of what happened.
No, I understand. The story I heard was somebody that one of the big companies was, these guys were real happy they were providing T-shirts. And they had, of course, you have your price. And then one of the big companies here said, I want all your T-shirts, and I'll pay you this much, which, meant a good profit. Next year, they dropped the price on them. They could still make a profit. The third year, they dropped the price on them again, and there was no way they could continue to operate and make any money. In fact, they would lose money, so they had to open up in China. So they moved their production to China. So we have some big box stores that are that caused part of this, but you're right. With the the difference being five times less.
Six times.
It's
so
difficult.
Even the armed forces, the Army, Navy, and the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, had all their stuff made in China, even though it was licensed. And the NFL, everything was licensed. If you bought an NFL hat right now, or you were buying quantity, you could buy them probably for $5 a piece, all licensed. If you bought them American made, it probably cost you about $15 each.
If you can get them for that.
And the last thing on the shirts, most of the clothing now is made either in Honduras, Bangladesh, at least that's a democracy, And so Vietnam, very little.
Vietnam makes a lot of stuff.
Pardon me?
Vietnam makes a lot of stuff.
Yes, sir. Vietnam does make a lot of stuff, as does South Korea. And India is the largest producer of clothing and apparel in the world.
Well, Terry, do you think that we could, as a country, stop buying from China?
Well, I know that it's getting very frustrating. I know that a lot of the, people that are doing business in any kind of garment industry or any kind of soft good industry, they're now trying to shift gears over to Bangladesh. Of course, Taiwan is an American ally. They're good people. And you have, as you were saying, there's South Korea. As you were saying, there's Vietnam. There's a lot of switching going on. I think that the whole bad taste for China is tough, but I just don't see how economically we run into that. And if you get something American made, it's usually made on a Chinese sewing machine. So kind of tough.
Yeah, it is. It's not as easy as people think.
No, sir.
No, we're so entwined with them at this point. But it doesn't say that we can't take a look and say, okay, I'm going to buy from I'm buying mine from Bangladesh.
Yeah, for sure.
From the sweatshops there. I'll buy from the sweatshops in Bangladesh as opposed to the sweatshops in China. Yeah. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I don't know what makes which shop better, except it's not China. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:45 in the morning here on the 18th.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Redding Rancheria is proud of our efforts to help lead our community to reopen the local economy in a safe and effective way. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria and a member of the Shasta County Roadway to Recovery Committee. I would like to thank Shasta County for practicing safe social distancing. As coronavirus cases continue to shrink, Shasta County is looking at ways to reopen our economy in a meaningful and safe way. Make no mistakes, we are not through this yet. We have, however, been blessed with an opportunity to discuss ways to reopen businesses. We are proud to play our part.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:49 in the morning here on the 18th of May. It's going to be raining all day, and in fact, we're in the flood warnings. It's raining very hard right now in the outside the studios of KCNR. It's going to go up to 60 today. You're at like 53 right now. Winds. Okay, but as yesterday, if you were paying attention, you saw how hard the winds were blowing. If you had things out in your backyard, you might go out and check them today. You know, cats, dogs, umbrellas. If you have umbrellas up because of, for a variety of reasons, they're probably in your next door neighbor's yard. But today, heavy rain today. It starts to clear up tomorrow, and by Wednesday, it'll be 76 and sunny. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Like I said, you know, trying to find news about things that are happening that don't have anything to do with the CV-19, everything's tied to it. The city of Chicago, which has, you know, has had an undiminished number of shootings during CV-19, the shooting numbers dropped. People were inside, not as many people on the streets, but as people start coming outside again, it started rising. Miami went for 5 weeks without a murder. 5 weeks. Think about that. Now, Miami has a few killings, you know, weekly, but they went for 5 weeks without a murder. It was just like, oh, my gosh. In L.A., the gangs, Crips, Bloods, and other gangs were declaring truces during the CV-19. Now, I don't know how long those truces are going to last. And it makes you think if they're not out busy trying to shoot each other and fight over turf, it would just give them I know I'm reaching out there, but would this give them kind of a way up to maybe settle things in a different way? You know, hey, let's just divide the city up. Okay, Crips, you got this. Bloods, you got this.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just wondering, you know. I mean, hey, look, it's better that, you know, we're not killing each other every day out there. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is this $3 trillion spending package that the Democrats passed in the middle of the night without letting Republicans see it or calling them in. And they're voting anyway by proxy, or they're voting, they call it by proxy. They don't have to be there. They're voting, I don't know, maybe they're zooming in their votes. Can you imagine this? All the Democrats have got, you know, are on, they have a huge screen, and they have, you know, 187 or 220 faces on the screen, except the one from Massachusetts, and there's a cat sitting there. Okay, just a thought. And they vote to pass this $3 trillion package. But Nancy Pelosi said there's no red line. She's ready to negotiate on a corona spending bill.
I doubt it.
$3 trillion. And everything in the world is tied into it, from citizenship to money for everybody to a $2,000 a month payment for what, 6 months? For 3 months beyond the end of the COVID-19 virus. Well, we're not sure when that's going to be, whenever they are going to declare that, okay, we can open up the United States. And then 3 months beyond that, $2,000 to every person. I mean, does that mean every taxpayer? Or does that mean the children? like they did when they did the that one coming out of the IRS. $2,000 a person monthly, up for 3 months until the COVID-19 stops.
$200 billion of that is hazard pay for essential workers.
Well, there you go. You're an essential worker. It's bonus time for you. the amount of money that is. I mean, you know, it's more than they spent on the original bills by far. And people say, well, why not? They're doing this to businesses. Why shouldn't the people get it? People have lost their jobs because big businesses have taken the money for themselves and still, you know, laid people off. Well, this country is built on small businesses, businesses of 500 people or less, businesses that hire 20 people or 30 people or 40 people. All of those people, not all of them, but many of those businesses were helped. You heard from Holiday Harbor. He was helped with that PPP program. He was able to keep his people working. Shasta Gas Propane was able to help keep their people working. The Small Business Administration came in and helped with your small business loans that many of us have had to start our businesses. We've been paying on ours for 10 years, and they've stepped in to help because even though people, I've seen this as, well, what do you care? You're an essential business. Well, essential businesses like ours run on advertising, and when businesses are shut down, they don't advertise. I mean, it's just a fact of life. I understand it. I feel for them. A lot of these people we've known for years. Anything we can do to help them, we do. But the idea of $3 trillion in payments to people for that long, I don't understand that part. And, they've lost their jobs. Well, if they've lost their jobs, and there is unemployment out there now. What's that do to the small mom and pop? Somebody that owns a business, I'm not sure how that works. But for the people, for your employees, partial unemployment, unemployment with an extra $600 a month that they're being paid, comes out for some of them $52,000 to $56,000 a year, more than they're going to make in their regular jobs. So the question is, are we going to get them back? Not we, because all of our people have stayed with us here because you all are gluttons for punishment and you're Spartans. All of you are Spartans out there. But these are all things. And when you see a $3 trillion bill, you have to ask yourself, and you see, you know, you read things about all the things they have stuck into it. You've got to question it. You've got to fight. Now, see, this is the old bargaining thing. Well, yeah, we want $3 trillion. Okay, but how much will you take? Okay, well, we'll take $2 trillion. You can knock $1 trillion off it. But we will get these things.
I just want to point out, whenever we say government-funded anything, it is taxpayer-funded.
It's not government-funded. We're paying for that.
We're the ones paying for it, not government employees. So every $1 trillion that they add to this will be us, our kids, our grandkids paying for this. It won't be the people who are passing the bills.
It won't be. It'll be our money. And they're giving us back our money.
Taxes are going to skyrocket in the next couple of years to pay for this.
It's not that, but I think then our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are still going to be paying for this. And COVID's not over yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's not over yet. What else is going to happen?
I have a friend who is does trail maintenance up in the Lassen area, and they have housing in Mineral that they rent from, but because of the COVID regulations, he's not able to rent in that house anymore because what used to house 6 people, they can only rent 1 restroom per person. The houses are down to 2, and so prices are 3 times what they were.
Yeah.
So it's affecting people.
Yeah, restaurants opening.
They're maintaining their employment.
Yeah, restaurants are half open.
Mm-hmm.
So they only need half their employees, but yet they have to pick up all the costs for all these. It's not easy. You know, something tomorrow, if we have time, I want to talk about how the United States Department of Defense is changing tobacco. Starting August 1st, if you're under the age of 21, you can no longer buy tobacco products at the PXs. So the old smoke 'em if you got 'em, or the smoking circle, the smoking light is on, smoking lamp is lit, all of that will end, I guess, if you're 21 and under. However, you can buy it off base. So, you know, I don't think they haven't said if you're under a certain age, you can't smoke. There's been no smoking policy for years in offices and things like that. But again, you're old enough to fight. You're old enough to carry a rifle out there. You're old enough to get shot, but you're not old enough to buy tobacco in your own PX. Everybody have a great day. Watch out for the rain. Watch out for flooding in the low areas. It's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.